It's paradise out there, baby. That's right. It doesn't matter if you're Chrissy and it's 10 degrees in Montana, because you know what? Chrissy's got Rum Haven.
All the Rum Haven.
All the Rum Haven you can need to make that paradise experience right inside your home. I know when I like to have a tropical drink, I go right to my Rum Haven because it's good, it's delicious, and it makes me feel like I'm in paradise. Rum Haven is crafted with real coconut water and no artificial preservatives or flavorings for a little island escape. Sip into paradise and visit discover.rumhaven.com for the latest giveaways, recipes, and seasonal tips.
You're crazy.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Vile Files Bachelor Finale Recap.
Woohoo!
I'm your host, Nick, and joined by Chrissy. Chrissy, how are you?
I am great. How are you, Nicholas?
You know what? I am thrilled. You know why? Because why? Our guest today is my dear friend and wonderful, funny person, Cassie David. Now, some of you are kind of like, what the fuck happened to Sarah Silverman? Great question.
Great question.
I don't know. We got ghosted. It's fine. Kind of. Yeah.
Sort of.
Basically.
Like you said, it's like prom.
Yeah, it's like, here, like I only feel like I have to kind of explain it because it's like, you remember when you guys were like in high school and like it would be like you were like, hey, the coolest kid, girl, I guess, in a, you know, if we're, you know, we talk about, I like to use analogies on this show if you guys don't notice. So you're like the coolest girl in school. You're just like, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot and be like, hey, I'd go to high school dance with you. You know, they're not going to say yes. But then all of a sudden they're like, no, I want to go. Yeah, totally. I'll totally go. Also, I want to go to prom with you. What? You want to go to prom with me? Are you sure?
Because
prom's kind of a big deal. I'm like, how about, I feel like, you know, I really want to go to prom too. And I feel like you're going to, something else better is going to come a long way. You're not going to want to go to prom with me. So like, what do we do? No, I want to go to prom with you. Like, great. I want to go tell my friends. My friends are you guys, listeners. I tell all my friends. And then they were like, nah. So
like that, you know, movie with Drew Barrymore when the, like, she's like waiting and then like the limo comes up and then they like throw something at her, an egg at her face.
Yeah. Am I Drew Barrymore in this equation?
You're Drew Barrymore in this equation.
But you know what? The good news is, doesn't matter, because turns out even better prom date. Cassie is amazing. We were so excited to recap the finale with her and, you know, Fantasy Suites. And we wish Sarah nothing but the best. Anyways, Cassie David, who, by the way, has a new book. Well, I'll talk to Cassie. Cassie's so humble. She doesn't want to talk about her book, but I'm going to make her because it's awesome. On to Cassie David. Oh, congratulations, Tayshia and Zach. Cassie, welcome back. How you doing?
Hey there. I'm good. I'm happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you doing this. I'm really excited to talk about, obviously, The Bachelor with you because, you know, it's The Bachelorette, the finale.
Yeah. So. Well, it's the only thing I know how to talk about since quarantine started. So I'm happy to be able to use my skills.
Before we talk about the Bachelorette, I'm going to force you to talk about your new book because it's amazing. I know you're probably sick of promoting it because everyone's talking about your book, but it's awesome. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Nick. And thank you to anyone who's read it. I there's nothing I can say to convince you to buy it. I'm not good at selling myself.
Cassie doesn't want to self-promote. I'll promote for her. It's called No One Asked for This. It's a book of essays. I'll sum it up real quickly. Everyone likes things that are relatable. Cassie is relatable. The thing about things that people say that are relatable is they don't usually do it in unique ways. Like, it's mostly like annoying cliche things that people find relatable. But everything that Cassie writes is super funny. It's relatable. It's thought provoking and it's just a fun, funny read. So check it out. There is a link in our description of this episode to directly buy Cassie's book. Give it to a friend, read it for yourself. It's the best book I read all year.
Thank you, Nick. It's humor not in memes, you guys. So
there you go.
That's my contribution.
I will say I do wish after reading this book that you did tweet. I know that you
I'm sure you'll see like something I wrote in there on Twitter in the coming weeks, because that's how the internet works, and people love to take things and pass them off as their own. Not saying that I'm like, people are going to steal from me, but it happens to everyone who puts anything out into the ether.
I know I text this to you, but you have literally helped my mental health, because one of your things were about responding to trolls on the internet, and how no matter how rational your response might be, it's insane to respond. And there has been at least 10 or 15 times that I've thought of responding to a troll and thought of your tweet, and I didn't respond, and I felt immediately better.
Yeah, you can't respond to those people.
Ever.
That's insane.
No.
Yeah, no, it's an insane thing to do.
No, it's totally insane, and I thank you for that. So anyways, check out Kazzy's book. It's amazing. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And I'll put something in my Instagram stories again for a swipe up for you guys to check it out. So with that said,
Nick.
Whatever, it's a great book.
You know? Yeah, okay.
Okay. Congratulations, Tayshia and Zach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Were you surprised? Chrissy, were you not rooting for Zach, or did you have a pick, Chrissy?
I really wanted it to work with Ivan, but it's fine with Zach. I don't know. I found it so boring.
Okay. Ivan was very, like, surface level about his feelings for Tayshia. Like, even when he was like, I'm in love with you, he was like, I'm in love with you right now. It was something like that.
Yeah.
I just, like, I would have, if I was Tayshia, I would have been like, I'm not feeling this from you, like, deep down.
I actually got that more from Tayshia about Ivan than I got for Ivan about Tayshia.
I mean, Tayshia definitely wasn't feeling it as well, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Ivan, super charming, charismatic guy. He's going to do great things in life. Mm-hmm. But I never was too surprised. But yeah, I mean, you know, I guess we'll work backwards that way. But the Monday's episode kicks off, obviously, with Fantasy Suites. Ivan's got the first one, and I don't know if this is the new norm. I haven't asked the producers, but it's all of a sudden now customary that these guys are going to be living in the same house now during Fantasy Suite weeks. And that's like something they introduced with Peter season. And it seemed to be like the reason they did that, because like Madison, she, you know, had never had sex or was saving herself, and you know, it seemed like they wanted Madison to be constantly thinking about the possibility that Peter was going to be having sex with the other women. And it seems like maybe this is the new norm, because there wasn't really a reason why they did this, right? Because like they could have, like every other season, they're always in the same compound, right? Like when I was on Andy's season or Caitlin's season, like, you know, the guys were just in a house next to me, but we had no contact. We didn't see them at all. There was no conversations, you know. And
why wouldn't they do that? It's like, obviously that's going to create more drama. Like, it's stupid that they weren't doing it the whole time.
I guess
it works, but every time.
In the past, they used to be like, hey, listen, we've fucked with you long enough. Now we want to see if you can focus on the relationship, was kind of what they would say to us.
They're
which
like,
made
for one night you can focus on the relationship.
For 3 days.
But no, you really actually, you know, what would happen is like up until hometowns, that's what's different about this, because, you know, hometowns happened on at the La Quinta. But before, like once hometown started, you didn't see anyone, right? You'd only see guys or girls at rose ceremonies. So you'd go visit your family and you wouldn't see the other, you'd have no idea what's going on. And then you'd go to the hometown rose ceremony and you'd see who's sent home, and then Fantasy Suites, and you wouldn't see anyone and you'd have no idea what happened, right? And then rose ceremony. And now it's just like nonstop. What I am curious about, and I don't have an answer to, is did these guys actually live in like a communal room, or did they only do that for like the updates, the chats, or the date cards? That's what I'm curious about.
It seemed like a suite, like maybe there's some connecting rooms and then other people are in some other rooms.
Yeah, if they did that, that's fucked up. That's just a new level of
torture.
Oh, like
if they were all connected, that was fucked up? Like if the rooms were off of those big, the big like hub room?
Because if you, like, yeah, it'd be one thing to be like, all right, you guys have your room, and for the 8 hours a day, you don't have to deal with these guys. But like, you know, for these half hour, you're going to put you in the same room and have the guys walk in, and you're going to have to talk about what's going on this week. That sucks. But like, actually just sitting there with like the guy.
Yeah. I think they had their own rooms because like they showed that same place is with the big couch is where they all met when there was even 16 people in there. So that
why would
like,
they have, why is it so bad for them to share rooms? Like, this isn't the fucking Crown. Like, they can share rooms. They can have two guys in a room.
It's just a little torturous because like, you know,
because you're all dating like, the same person.
I'll never forget the nights of like the nights of the Fantasy Suite week were like, they normally have a day off, right? Like, usually what happens, it's not the next day he's coming in, right? After the night, you do all these interviews about your day. It's just like, this is what happened, I had a great time, I had a bad time, whatever. And then like the next day there's another date, and so I knew the nights, right? I knew the nights that like the other guys were on the dates. And so like, I'm sitting there just thinking, I was up all night being like, well, they're probably definitely hooking up. And that sucks. Cause this was literally someone I was like, I think I want to like end up with this person. And it sucked. I mean, how would you handle that?
I can't even handle like a like on Instagram. So I really can't imagine what you guys go through. I would flip out.
Like, if you're dating someone and they like a person you don't know's Instagram pic or vice versa?
Yeah. It would just be like, what? But I feel like that's the name of the game. It's like, I'm also a mental struggle, and like, that's part of it. You like learn a lot about your capabilities in relationships, but it's just like it's not a normal situation. So it's not like you need those skills for the real world.
No, I guess you can apply
the skills
them.
That your girlfriend's dating someone else when you're in the real world dating like, someone.
Yeah, like you don't usually need cuckolding skills like in the real world unless you're, like, you're into that sort of thing. But on this show, you kind of do. Let me tell you about what I had for dinner. I had a delicious New York strip steak that I grilled on the grill. And I had sauteed Brussels sprouts with olive oil, a little butter, and some salt.
And
it was amazing. But what made it so amazing is that I got my meat from the box, the butcher box. That is right. It was so good and delicious, and it made me feel so good that my meat was antibiotic and hormone free.
I love that you got your meat from the box.
I got my meat from the box.
Got my meat from the box.
I just pulled it right out of the box, and it was ready to go. It was amazing. Butcher Box is the box I am talking about, you dirty, dirty people out there.
Oh, God.
100 options, like 100% grass-fed. I had the 100% grass-fed New York strip steak, if you must know. Finished beef, free-range organic chicken, heritage pork, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, sugar nitrate-free bacon. Their nitrate-free bacon is so good, and I love bacon. And if you're eating a bacon with nitrates in it, that's really, really bad for you. But Butcher Box has the meat you need. So slide that meat right out of the box. That's going to change your life because you like your meat. Right now,
I've been looking for meat in the wrong place.
Yeah. God. Right now, you can get 2 pounds of salmon absolutely free in your first box. Ooh, fish in your box. How about that? Just go to butcherbox.com/VIALL. That's butcherbox.com/VIALL for the freshest, most high-quality fish inside your box. Hey, did you guys know that most workouts aren't exciting? You don't have to tell me twice.
Well, everyone knows that.
They are now, because Fight Camp is exactly why people are saying working out is fun again. That is right. Fight Camp provides boxing and kickboxing workout and tutorials to keep you engaged, learning, excited, and motivated. A program that's never boring and always challenging, because Fight Camp brings the boxing gym to your living room with a tech twist. If you've ever done boxing, kickboxing, or thought about learning how, but you're too busy or just can't access the good boxing gym, well, you definitely need to check out Fight Camp. They provide everything to start boxing from your home. That means amazing at-home boxing equipment along with new boxing and body weight workouts released every week. Oh, yeah. It's so fun. Boxing is an amazing workout. I do it on the regular, and I do it Fight Camp. And I owe so much of my abs to Fight Camp. Basically, Fight Camp brings the boxing and kickboxing gym to you with fight-hardened trainers and the combo cardio and conditioning in a full-body workout. Fight Camp offers flexible financing as low as 0% APR and $0 down.
It's a great holiday gift. Give somebody Fight Camp.
That's right. And right now, as a limited holiday offer, get free shipping and a gift valued at over $109 with every Fight Camp package. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/FILES. That's right. Get free shipping and a gift valued at $109 with your purchase. Bring the authentic boxing and kickboxing gym into your home with Fight Camp. To get your free gift, just go to joinfightcamp.com/files, F-I-L-E-S, joinfightcamp.com/files.
It makes me want to be like, yeah!
Are you ready to go to Fight Camp? Meet me at the camp. Fight Camp, yeah!
Yeah, I mean, like Ivan has his, what did you think of Ivan's ice bath date?
I mean, they're like, obviously, I feel bad. They're at La Quinta. There's only so many dates they can come up with, but I'm sure they could have come up with something better than the ice bath date.
I feel like a couple times this season, I think they're really pulling from old dates. They kind of stole a date that they used on my season in Finland, because it was like in Finland, like it was a thing, you know. Usually what they do is they'll take bits and pieces from where they are, like traditions and things like that.
Right.
And in Finland, it was like customary in the wintertime to take these ice baths and then go into a sauna. And Vanessa and I did that. And funny, Paulie, the guy who helped Chris commentate it, would like, he was doing that the whole week long. I'll never forget that. But like, I feel like they got that idea. I don't know if there's these world records they've been breaking over the years of like longest kisses. I'm more curious about who has that record.
It's honestly so stupid. Like, I could just do one right now. Like, world record for like holding an aquaphor in the air for 20 minutes. Like, it just means nothing.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they love to just strip them down and like make them be freezing. Like, I remember they did that date, I don't remember whose season it was. I think it was Hannah's season, where they jumped out of the plane and naked and into the water.
Yeah, it's always some sort of metaphor, and then they'll turn it into some like meaningless metaphor for love or how this really
absurd. You know, yeah, you know. But I feel like Ivan, the most important thing from this date that we should talk about, besides like that he got kind of screwed with the ice bath date, was the fact that he like got this van for their
Everyone's been talking.
Loved it.
What are your thoughts, Kat? What are your thoughts?
I think the energy of the van was bad. I think they had a really bad time. I think obviously there was some talk about religion that we didn't get to see, right?
Yeah. I'm a little frustrated
about that, because yeah, when I was watching it and then they break up, I was like, when did the fuck did they talk about religion? You know, I was like, did I miss it somewhere?
It was,
you know,
obviously like, in the middle of the night, but you would think that'd be something like a producer would ask in an interview or something.
Exactly. That's what I don't get, right? Because I was like, did I miss it? And then my first thought was, like you said, oh, it happened in the fantasy suite. There's no cameras. But then I thought to myself, well, this is why this feels like kind of, and it's fine if she just didn't like Ivan as much, right? We all thought that. Right. So I thought it was kind of weird that she brought up religion, because to your point, that means Tayshia or Ivan for a whole next day, like after the fantasy suite, and they sit there and they have a whole day of like, well, what'd you think of the ice bath date? Like, what did you think of your conversations? What happened at night? What did you guys talk about? Et cetera, et cetera. And at no time that they're like, well, there's this one thing that happened where we seem to like, you know, hit a road bump and we couldn't like come to a resolution about religion and
just
nothing.
Have her walking and have the voiceover.
Yeah. There was no conversation about it. Right.
It was a bizarre move that I haven't seen them do.
No, I know. And I guess I was bummed, because like you've had these heavy conversations this season. Like, why don't we just talk about your differences.
Was he an atheist? Like, yeah. What was the situation?
Exactly.
That's it.
Totally agree. Is he Muslim? Is he atheist? Yeah.
Is he
Catholic?
A Scientologist?
You know, yeah, like, Scientologist. You know, like,
it could be anything.
I know, and I want to know why. Right? I'm really curious. I want to find out from Ivan, like, what was the difference? Because
I feel like if enough people are curious about it and it continues to live, it'll be something that he has to come forward and discuss.
Do you have any guesses?
Well, the way Tayshia was talking about it, she was like, religion's a really important, like, thing for me and blah, 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 blah. And then Ivan, so at first I was like, maybe he just doesn't believe in God, but it felt more serious than that. It felt like maybe he's up to some, like, weird shit.
That'd be fun and dramatic, but I almost feel like that it was probably really nothing and that Tayshia made it an excuse.
She was using it as an excuse.
She was using it.
She needed an excuse.
Yeah. And we'll talk about this more, but, like, Tayshia has made a lot of guys apologize for things that I don't feel like you would normally have to apologize this whole season. Like when Ben was like, hey, I'm sorry I took, like, 4 days to say I love you instead of three.
They put Ben, this narrative about Ben putting his walls up too much.
It's nuts.
The guy stripped naked, like, episode 3 to show you his walls were down. Like, yeah. What do you want from this person?
No,
everyone.
I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more.
It was appalling.
Yeah.
He was the most vulnerable person in the cast.
Yeah, he admitted to, like, attempting suicide as early as 2 years ago or a year and a half ago.
This guy has his walls up. Like, who are the people that I know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, I was kind of, when, I mean, we're jumping ahead, but when, so, like, when Tuesday's episode opens, like, Ben comes back, I didn't get why Tayshia was, like, mad at him the whole time. He was like, hey, listen, I love you. I'm sorry. And his excuse was totally valid. Like, listen, I've never felt this way about anyone. It's a little scary. I've known you for a couple of weeks. This is crazy.
Not only that, everyone else got to say I love you the next episode. No one was saying I love you after hometowns.
Yeah.
Ivan didn't say I love you after hometowns.
Zach didn't. It's nuts. I mean, like, and she just got weirdly mad at him. Like, and he's just, like, apologizing. And I'm just like, what is going on?
It was fucked up. Also, the fact that, like, everyone else who she was close to, like, got to talk to her before the rose ceremony. Like, she would pull them aside before she didn't give them the rose to be like, listen, this isn't working out. And she didn't do that for Ben. And that would have been a situation where he's like, oh, my God, I was going to tell you it. Like, if she had pulled him over aside and been like, let's talk about this. Like, I'm going to send you home because I feel this, this, and this. He would have been like, wait, no, I love you. Don't send me home because of that.
Like, what's the problem? She's like, well, you haven't, like, I just need something from you. And he's like, oh, well, then I love you.
But that's why I feel like this is a new thing that's been happening since Ari's season, where that one, I believe, was real, but they figured out maybe if you send, like, the guy home that everyone thinks is going to win, and then you bring him back and blah, 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 and then they end up together. Like, it's almost like a producer thing now where it's like, Tayshia couldn't talk to Ben before because they were going to always bring him back. And, like, she just needed to, I don't understand otherwise why she wouldn't have talked to him first.
I don't know.
Of all people not to talk to first.
No, I agree. And there's a chance that they had a conversation. They didn't air it. So that's possible. I don't necessarily buy that there was some sort of, like, Machiavellian, like, hey, listen, Tayshia, you're going to send Ben home. We're going to, like, you know what I'm saying? That type of planning doesn't happen, especially that late. Like, the people are serious about getting engaged, and, like, the leads are, like, they're not in on that as much. Right. So if they really thought Tayshia could pick Ben, I don't think they would let that happen.
You can say that, but also there's people that they're just, like, keeping around La Quinta to send in back in, like, 2 days later. So
sure, but the Bennett's different, right? The Bennett, like, coming back, like, that's just, yeah, that's like a cliffhanger, that's drama. But if Ben was someone, and I assume because he was top two of it, ultimately, that someone, like, people always ask, like, do you have to keep people around? Like, it's not so much who you have to keep around. It's who you don't have to send home is what I've always said. Mm. And like, you don't have to send home people that you're like, I really like this person. I think
she genuinely would like decided to send him home.
Yeah. Okay.
I just think there's something fishy with the, like, every single season now we're sending someone home in the last like three and then they're coming back.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to allow them back, then you didn't want to send them. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's just something weird going on.
No, totally. I do think it was weird that, yeah, even the storyline. I mean, like, and it didn't even stop. When she introduced Ben to her dad, it was like, well, I don't know if he's putting his best foot forward. I don't know if he referenced his character in terms of, because it's just like, all he didn't say is, I love you at during hometowns. And to your point, in the history of the show, that's an early I love you. Like, mm-hmm. it usually happens during the fantasy suite weeks. I mean, I don't know the stats, but I bet there's a stat out there, and I would be willing to bet 85% of all I love yous are happening during the fantasy suite.
It was embarrassing the way they like just discussed him in general. It was so absurd.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. So
if you can't tell, I am a Ben stan. I did want them to end up together, even though I knew Zach was the right choice.
You thought Zach was the right choice for Tayshia, or the one that she was going to pick?
I didn't really know. I thought she was going to pick Zach, but it felt kind of like Hannah's season with like Tyler being Ben and like Jed or Jeb?
Jed.
Being Zach, like minus all the lies. Like that was like the right choice while you're watching it. Gotcha. But like everyone wants her to be with Tyler. Like I wanted her to be with Ben.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm happy for them. I think they're like a cute couple and I'm happy with the result.
What do you...
You have some Zach vibes, Nick.
So I've heard.
You have?
I have curly hair. What are my Zach vibes?
You guys have a similar look, I guess.
Okay, I guess.
Like you guys know what to you guys have know what to say and yeah, carry yourselves well.
Sure. Zach was on one in the finale in terms of knowing what to say.
I know, this
guy has cult leader vibes. It was just more like when he was talking to Tayshia's dad and he's like giving him the stern look and he's just like, let me tell you a story. You know, I met this woman named Tayshia and she has his father and what he, you know, and it's like when he talks about like, he was like reading Tayshia's, like, and then you said, and he like delivered the lines and like from Tayshia's dad's point of view and Tayshia's dad was just buying it up. He's like, I like this guy. He's complimenting me. You know,
who wouldn't buy that? He's amazing with words.
No, he was really great. Well, we're interviewing Ben tomorrow morning, and
I'm excited for that.
Back to Ivan getting screwed over. Mm. I don't know. Like, it's a cozy little setting. I mean, it really doesn't matter, right? I don't know. Like,
wait, are we back to the Airstream?
We're talking.
I was just, we kind of skipped over that once we got into it. We went on a Ben tangent.
I think the van could have been like a good situation and it was cute and cozy, but I think for them in particular, there was something about them going, like sometimes things just like aren't good for certain people in certain moments. And that was not, they did not need that van. Like that pushed them over the edge.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I mean, a lot more people agree with you than they agreed with me. I didn't get it. I was like, a van. It's
are people
cozy.
Talking about this? I haven't.
Oh my God, it's an Airstream. It's so much more than a van.
No, a lot. Yeah, people were up in arms over Ivan's van.
They do it every year. You know, like you have the windmill. You have like all these different things.
Right?
Like one person always gets like the worst situation, and then someone gets like a mansion or a castle. Or
it's all kind of luck. Yeah, like Raven had like this little igloo that was supposed to look at the northern stars where like the heat went out and it, you know, but like it was like, oh, this is cozy and romantic. And then Rachel had this like for her fantasy suite, like this really awesome cabin, you know, and it was like all like brand new and really, it's just kind of luck. I mean, I think it's just kind of a random when they have avail, because like my guess is they have the availability of whatever thing they're using. I think a little different this time because they're at the La Quinta, so I guess they could have done it whenever. And then it's more about who, when they want the people to have the certain dates, like who's going first, second, or third.
Yeah, I just think Zach with that painting date, like that was an incredible date, getting to do all that paint shit and like roll around in it.
Better than
ice.
And then
getting like the beautiful suite with the champagne. And like they have to like wake up in this van and like go sit outside on these like chairs.
There is a part though that that could have been a lot of Tayshia's call, right? Like Tayshia has talked about obviously her religion. She talked recently that she saved herself from marriage before her first marriage. So like she's, you know, more conservative when it comes to that stuff. So like, you know, there are definitely conversations that leads have with producers of being like, hey, listen, it's not going to happen. So like, help me out here, right? Help me put me in a situation where, you know, we're setting the mood a little bit less. That definitely goes on.
Yeah, because Zach's date, so like Kazi's saying, Zach's date is definitely set up for sex, like to be sexy
and,
time.
And what I'm saying
like, let's
is
roll
like,
around with each other. Let's have this big suite. Let's have the champagne. Whereas Ivan's date, you're saying, is like they knew they weren't going to do it. So they basically put him in a Airstream and like outside in a pop-up chair.
Talk about bad dates. Brendan's engagement ring date.
Oh my God, so bad.
Well, you tell me what you think, but I probably have a different opinion than the most. Do you think it was unfair?
Oh my God, it was like unbelievable.
I thought it was a gift that they gave him.
Really? Why?
To like help him out?
Well, because, yeah, like they probably knew going in that he was struggling, right? And he wasn't going to be Tayshia's pick because it's always funny how people react to the show. Like sometimes they get mad where like, oftentimes when someone who's like top three breaks up with the lead, they're like, wait, what the fuck? You didn't know, you weren't ready for engagement? How do you not know that? You know, you showed up for the show. And I just think they set him up in a way that made him look sympathetic rather than like, why are you wasting Tayshia's time?
They put him in that position on purpose.
Yeah, either way, it was a ridiculous date.
But I mean, do you really think that like seeing a jeweler is like somehow that detrimental to Brendan because he was married?
No, the biggest problem with it was that it was like their last time to spend together and they were doing it in front of another person the entire time talking about rings.
And then he interviewed them, which was so weird.
Like Neil
interviewed them.
Yeah. Neil Lane's a trip. Yeah. No, you're right about that. If you're Brendan, he's like, all right, I have my like things I'm worried about, but you know what? I'm gonna get some time to talk to Tayshia and really hash it out. And the whole time is with Neil Lane showing Princess Cut and why that's a more delicate ring than the Emerald Cut. Then yeah, that might fuck you up a little bit. And they're not even talking about engagement rings; they're talking about wedding bands. Were you a Brendan fan? With Brendan. I keep saying Brendan.
I was actually pretty surprised by how far he got and by how much Tayshia was super into him.
Why?
I kind of got like Fred Armisen vibes, like Fred Armisen doing a character vibe.
Yeah, no, I don't think I can unsee that now.
Super nice guy, like great guy. But I was surprised. I mean, I definitely thought she was going to send him home and not Ben after hometowns.
Yeah. Were you surprised that he sent himself home over? Do you think Tayshia would have sent him home anyways?
I don't know what she would. I mean, I want to believe her being like, I wanted to end up with him, but like, did you actually?
No, she didn't. Well, I never like up until Tayshia sent Ben home, I was like you, where it was like it's either Ben or Zach, right? And I definitely thought it might be Ben. Like I wasn't super sold on Zach. Like I believed Ben and Tayshia more than I believed Ben and Zach earlier on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like it seemed like I see that. I don't know. Like Ben kind of. I mean, Zach kind of came out of nowhere, and then once Ben left, I was like, oh, it's gonna be Zach.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I agree with you that Brendan was never like on my like she might pick him radar. you know, yeah. like towards the end, I was like, yeah, maybe. I mean, I could see them being a nice match. You know, I don't necessarily.
I don't see it at all. Ben and Tayshia looked beautiful together. Like they were gorgeous. I'm like, really vain, yeah. and all I care about is what what they look like.
I
didn't
say that. I was more like, I feel you. It broke your heart that they didn't end up together.
I was pretty bummed.
I thought it was interesting that I don't know why, but like, and I don't know if this is more on Tayshia, but they didn't do any like the, they did the next morning shots, but they didn't, none of them were like in bed. They usually do that.
It was a different morning than the usual morning fantasy suites. Yeah.
And I wonder if that was like Tayshia being like, I mean, who jumps on a bed in the morning? Like I didn't, and even Zach was surprised by that.
I never have. Certainly.
No, and nor I ever will. You know, like sometimes in relationships where you're like, you're dating someone and the honeymoon phase is over. And then no one's ever asked me to that, but sometimes you're like, well, let's just do something fun today. And you like try too hard, like to keep the honeymoon phase going. I feel like that's what, like, if you're jumping on a bed, there's just no way. Like, and Zach was like, who am I?
Like, I've never jumped on a bed before. Like, yeah. And you still shouldn't have.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, well, I must be so in love.
The rest of your life without jumping on a bed.
It has this relationship has to work out for Zach, because if he doesn't, then he'll always look back and be like, yeah, I jumped on a bed with her.
It's a trick. Love's a trick, you know?
I was actually shocked that they just had Ben walk up during the rose ceremony and be like, hey, what's up, guys? Like, I actually thought it would, I thought Chris Harrison would come out, right? And then say, hey, guys, just so you know, Tayshia sent Brendan home. And the guys would get all excited and thinking there's two roses and it's two of them.
But not so fast.
And then Ben would walk in after Chris leaves. You know, I thought we'd get that reaction, but we didn't. And
Chris Harrison was majorly lacking this season.
Really? I thought he kind of worked overtime.
I missed him. Wow. What's your relationship with him like? Do you guys have a relationship?
Yeah, we're cool. Yeah, we're friends. I mean, we don't like, we've gotten together at times, but I'm not talking to him on the regular.
Yeah, got it. I'm just curious.
Consider him a friend. A good friend. He's a good dude. He's been working harder. I mean, you never usually see him on dates during Fantasy Suite week.
Oh yeah, I guess not. I don't know. I just missed him. I know JoJo came in for a little bit.
Well, that was because he had to take his son. That was just him being a dad. So, because usually they film in the spring. So
don't make me look like a dick, being like, why didn't Chris like leave his kids more to film the Bachelor?
You know, Chris is sensitive, and I just want to make sure if he listens to this podcast, he doesn't think I'm.
No, it's a compliment. Like, yeah. I really like felt his absence every moment. Maybe it was because I was bored with everyone else, and I was just like, "Where's Chris? Send him in."
What did you think overall was a more boring finale than other ones?
No, I actually really liked this season. I thought they did a great job considering the circumstances.
No, I'm talking about the finale. But you think that
the finale? I mean. I wish in terms of being like a viewer that she gave Ben a date just so I could like hang on a little bit longer. Yeah. That would have been a little bit more interesting when, you know, it came to the end, but she did the right thing.
She definitely did. Yes. And I gotta wonder if it was, I was actually surprised given what Ben's been through, given what he shared on this season.
Yeah.
To even let him be the runner up, because there is no worse position in the moment. There is no more stressful position to be the runner up. And so I don't know if there was anything behind that where it's just like, you know what? We're going to send him home gracefully. We're not going to lead him on anymore. We're certainly not going to let him pick out a ring, and we're not going to let him get suited up, and we're not going to let him prepare a speech that we're going to make sure he delivers before we break up. So I wonder if that was just them trying to do the right thing.
That's great, but like doing the right thing a little bit late, considering you guys like sent him home without any warning and like didn't tell him why. And like I found that to be like a little too late, you know, production doing the right thing.
that's a fair criticism. Yeah, I'm honestly shocked that they let him be number two, to be honest. Yeah, because, you know, could have had Ivan be number two. And quite frankly, you would probably get a more of a heartbreak. But yeah, do you think Tayshia was that torn? Like when Ben comes, like I guess that's the big question is like,
how? Obviously not, because she like had her mind made up, you know, but when she was on that date with Zach and she was kind of overthinking and seemed really nervous, I was like, oh, this is guilt because you want to break up with him. Like, you know, this isn't going to work.
With Zach or Ben?
With Zach.
You thought she wanted to break up with Zach?
I think on that date where they went dancing and he was like, I can tell she's nervous. And she like wasn't really present. I felt like that was like guilt because she wanted to break up with him. And she realized then.
Interesting. Well, see, that's where sometimes, and I'd be curious, you know, I'd be curious to have a conversation with Tayshia like offline, because I don't know what she would be able to say. Because like sometimes they clearly, to that point, like they tried to milk the last 20 minutes, like even her conversation with Chris, where it was like, what's wrong? And she, you know, Chris is just staring at her awkwardly. Like, what are you going to do when Chris Harrison's just staring at you? And like, you like, hey, I'm happy, I'm in love. And Chris just keeps staring at you. You get awkward and you're more thinking like, what the fuck do you want me to say next? And Chris is like, what's wrong? He's like, I don't, what else do you want me to say? And they turn that into like,
the longer you stay silent for, the more the other person says.
Yeah, right. But they turned that into making it seem like maybe Tayshia wasn't going to pick anyone. Like that was the big cliffhanger, you know. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't know if that's. I could picture Tayshia watching it and be kind of pissed about that. I can picture her being like, at no time was I ever doubting that I was going to get engaged to Zach. I was thrilled the whole time, and totally. Like I could totally picture that
when. Tayshia's dad came over to see Tayshia.
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't say anything explicit. Do we think that he actually was just like, you need to choose Zach, and they cut it out?
I think he was like, you need to get rid of both of them.
No, I think that was a really, really, really long-winded way of saying, hey, daughter, I love you. And just so you know, you don't have two choices here. You have a third. And that is, you can leave this show with your head held high single, yep. And you don't have to get engaged. And whatever you want to do, I believe in you, but like, you definitely can leave single. That's what I think it was. But it turns out all the promos we saw throughout the season were just of Tayshia's dad just kind of having a conversation. Like they had us believe that Tayshia's dad was super anti one of the guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the music.
But that's what when I was watching that, that's what I thought, that it was, because like you're just waiting for him to drop this bomb, like you said, like it's one of the guys. He's like, I like Ben, and Zach's a pretty good guy, you know, or vice versa, or whatever it was, you know. Yeah. It's like he didn't really compliment either of them, and he didn't really say anything negative about either
but
of them.
That's why I felt like she takes what he says so seriously. So I felt like either he was able to get through to her what he wanted to without saying anything, which was like, choose Zach, or like he was like, you have to, like, this person is like an adult and ready to, you know, and you need to do that. And they cut it out.
Did you think it was interesting that neither Zach or Ben, at least from what we saw, like, didn't talk about the big things they talked about with Tayshia? Or not? I mean, I honestly was watching
the family. You mean?
Yeah, I was like, I thought to myself, would it be appropriate? Is it not appropriate? I don't know, but I just noticed they didn't, both of them.
I thought Zach did a little bit. Didn't Zach talk about like how he got married young? It didn't work out. He found himself kind of into drugs and like all that kind of stuff. And he just wasn't ready for the responsibility.
He definitely talked about his marriage. He talked about his marriage.
I didn't remember Zach bringing up his marriage once in the season. I thought that was Brendan.
No, Zach brought up his marriage to Tayshia's dad. Yeah. He did, but I don't think he did not go into the depth that he went with Tayshia about his struggles.
No, but right? Did you remember Zach bringing up his marriage before the dad thing?
Yeah, briefly. Yeah. It was on his date, but there was just so much that he was like, it was like, hey, I was like, It was, I was engaged. I was married. I'm divorced. I was an addict. I've been arrested. I got a DU. Like, there was just a litany of things that he just kind of put on the table that you, right, like, you forgot about the marriage. You know, that got was, it. That wasn't mm-hmm. even a bad thing. So, we're like, Brendan's only like story was, well, I was divorced once and I don't want it to work out, or I don't want to fail again. But I don't know.
Who do you think has been the best bachelorette
to watch? I thought Hannah Brown was, her season was amazing. It was one of the most entertaining ones. I give a lot of credit to Luke Parker, though, their villain of the season, because he was such a, he was a real life
genius.
I don't like to cast judgment on people as a like watching the show, but I like, he seems like he really authentically sucks, right? And like, he delivered every episode. It was so easy to hate, and he made everyone look great. And I thought Hannah handled that situation great in a very entertaining and fun to watch way. It was very honest.
By keeping him around forever.
Long enough, yeah. Yes. I mean, it would be a very different season if Luke Parker was sent home like week three.
Yeah. All in all, I thought Tayshia was one of the best bachelorettes ever. Not that it was like the most entertaining, but she was by far the smartest one we've seen. She was like so fun and cute and like not really corny.
She's very classy.
I'm shocked by this.
She was awesome. Yeah.
Well, you're just shocked? Don't find her entertaining, Chrissy.
I'm shocked. I didn't find her entertaining at all. I found her so like unwilling to really kind of get into a vulnerable spot. Like, even when she was talking about like the part where she was like in her interview and she was like, my dad sat next to me in a car, and I was like, oh, finally we're gonna get like some kind of like nugget of like emotion from this person, because I felt like you know, like we had a discussion with Noah, I felt it was like very 70-30. Like, she didn't like get vulnerable. She wasn't like, this was the pain that I felt. She's like, my dad sat next to me in the car, and like I was in so much pain, and it was like about to go there, and she got emotional, and then she just like shut down. Whereas like Hannah Brown, she just like bleh, it was all over the place.
Yeah.
My only problem with Tayshia was that I remembered how she acted with JPJ. Was that his name?
Yeah.
Like, and that scarred me.
We all have a couple stains on our resume.
This girl showed up at JPJ's house to like beg for JPJ back. Like, why should I believe anything that she feels for anyone? No, but I really, really, really liked her a lot. That was my one thing that was questionable.
I'll say this. I think Tayshia's probably still mad at me because I said she'd, like, when Claire was picked as the bachelorette and a lot of people wanted Tayshia at the time, I suggested that Tayshia would be boring. And I will say, I think my exact words is that you'll be in bed by 8 if Tayshia is the bachelorette. And
do you regret saying that?
No, not necessarily. I was wrong. I think she was a much better bachelorette than I thought she would be. I thought she did great. And I think, well, she was also the perfect bachelorette for following Claire in the same season. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't think she was boring at all. And I wouldn't have even thought that when she was picked. I think she's super fun and cool.
Yeah. I don't know. She was fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought she was a great bachelorette, but I thought, if you ask me, like, I thought Hannah Brown was more entertaining to watch. That's just me.
I don't think anyone will do that.
And Claire was, you know, dramatic, you know, there was, you know, it was a mess.
Unwatchable. Actually, it was watchable, but it was
so unwatchable that it was watchable.
Yeah, it just all depends on how we're scoring the game, I guess, is what you're saying. Right, but I will say, I thought Tayshia was a better bachelorette than I thought she would be. I thought she handled herself really well. Were you surprised to find out that Ben went to West Point? Because like West Point's like an Ivy, it's essentially kind of like an Ivy League school, is it not? It's like,
yeah, I mean, I don't know anything about
West
that.
Point. Yeah, it's for the Marines or the Army, right?
It's the Army. all the branches of the military have like West Point and then I don't know.
I've stayed at West Point.
But they're good
schools. This guy has everything except for pants that fit him. Like, who's going to turn him down?
West Point is a. It's like I would, correct me if I'm wrong, anyone listening, but it's on par with Ivy League schools in terms of prestige and having, you know, it's hard. It's not easy to get in. They don't accept anyone. It's not easy. So I was really, Ben's a quiet guy and he, I think a lot of people maybe incorrectly assume, you know, weightlifter, bodybuilder, quiet, you know, compared to Zach, maybe not as cerebral, but who knows? Maybe Ben's just quieter, you know, because.
Do you think they would ever make him the bachelor?
Ben?
Yeah.
No, because do I think they ever would? Sure. Do I think they ever will? No. Right?
Why?
Because you already have Matt James, right? So you're going to have a whole year, and in 4 months, we'll probably forget about Ben, and he'll probably have a better chance of going to paradise. He'll be in paradise for sure, and then who knows what happens, right? Maybe something happens in paradise where we fall even more in love with Ben, and then the next bachelorette, right? Like, maybe the guys that they have are all like, fine, but Ben's story is more compelling, so he'll have to go to paradise to become the next bachelor. That much I'll say. I don't think he can't go to paradise and not become
the next
bachelor.
I love how he would have to go to paradise to become the next bachelor, but Matt just doesn't even have to do the bachelor.
Did you think Ben, when Tayshia came to break up with Ben, do you think Ben knew? Like, how long do you think it took Ben to figure out he was about to get broken up with? Because he kept smiling.
I would say it was like a good 11 seconds.
Oh, I thought it might have been longer than that.
But like slow 11.
A slow 11?
Yeah.
Because like, that's right. And it took me a while to realize that, like, you're right. Like, he didn't even have a date. Because it reminded me when Andy broke up with me, it was when I was supposed to meet Neil Lane, right? And I opened the door thinking I'm going to see Neil Lane. And it's Andy, and I knew right away. Like, I knew immediately, right?
But I'm fucked.
No, I was like, yeah, she's breaking up with me. I knew immediately. But in Ben's case, it was a different time. He was supposed to go on a date that day. So I still think that it's never good to see the bachelorette or the bachelor before you're expecting to. Like, surprises aren't usually a good thing in that world,
unless it's from the other way around.
Unless it's from
them telling you that they love you.
Yeah. Well, if Cash shows up to the bachelor bachelorette, it's fine. What'd you think of Zach's proposal?
You know, Zach, he kills it.
Yeah. It almost begot like, I don't want to criticize a guy who knows what to say, but it just seemed like it seemed like tonight Ben was, it seemed like tonight that Zach was he was pulling out all the stops. You know, it's like he went into his like bag full of like all the things he's learned how to say, and he was just like delivering them and just really going for it. It got to the point where it was like too much Zach.
Yeah, I also feel like though, it's 2020. Like, could Tayshia propose to the guy that she wanted to choose out of these 20 guys?
Would you have liked that?
Yeah, I would have. Tayshia, I mean, I don't like watching anyone propose to anyone because it's embarrassing, but yeah, I would have liked for Tayshia to have done it after the hell these guys have been through, you know?
That would have been kind of cool.
Fighting for her approval. It would have been nice.
I don't think Tayshia would ever do that. I think Tayshia likes her traditions, and she wants to be
proposal. Yeah.
She wants to be proposed to. But I think that would be cool. I hope to see that someday with, a future bachelorette.
Claire would have done it.
Yeah. Dale could have been like trying to break up with her, and then she just beat him to the punch by getting down on one knee and saying, "Marry me." Are you excited about Matt James, Cassie?
The thing I'm most excited about was when I found out that comes January 4th. You're not even going to make me miss you at all. It's next week.
I mean,
thank you. Like, I couldn't, I don't know how I would survive without it for that long. It's obviously going to be a really sexy season. Like, that's all I can tell from it.
You think so?
I mean, he was more shirtless than I've seen all of the Bachelors combined.
I mean,
in his promo.
He looks good shirtless. So, like, yeah, they're definitely going to use that. It's going to be a lot of hot tubs.
It seems like they got like a lot of Instagram.
They're going to go back to, yeah, if you liked younger contestants and a lot of women who seem like they came on for Instagram followers, then I think you're in luck, because I think we're going to get back to that kind of,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Less deeper conversations and a little more silliness, a little bit more drama. I'm fine with it. This has been a good season. We've aged up a little bit, but I'm totally fine with going back to some more nonsense.
I'm ready for immaturity on The Bachelor.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, you can't. This was a great season. We had some nice, heavy conversations, but it got a little like, oh man, Jesus, fuck.
If this was a crazy season, you and me would be talking right now for 2 hours about this episode.
Yeah, no, it was a pretty mellow finale.
This was just
finale.
Like two adults, like getting through the Bachelorette, and engaged.
You know,
what's there to talk about, really?
Brandon saying something very normal, like, "Hey, listen, I got some baggage, and you seem like more in love with these other guys. I'm just gonna, gracefully leave, and I'll work on myself. Congratulations." And she's pretty even tempered about that. She cried over Blake more than anyone this season.
That is so wild. And then at the tell-all, oh, so we're not going to see Tayshia and Zach together, are we?
I mean, on Instagram, you know.
No, but there's no like tell-all where they come out together.
We got a tell-all with Ben that's on this show.
I can't wait. Really excited.
I'm sure. But I'm assuming that Tayshia will be on some other podcast with Zach. Would be my guess, maybe her own, and maybe she'll throw
up an
Instagram
live. Are you gonna ask the hard-hitting questions to Ben?
Yeah, we'll see if he answers.
The hope
for Ben is that, because we don't get an AFR, the trick about an AFR is to say, "Hey, listen, I know you're probably fine, right? It's been months, you've recovered, but I want to hear about how you felt then, not how you're feeling now." Right? Like, how did you feel when Tayshia broke up with you? What was that like? What were the days following? You know, like, I'm curious.
I'm just worried that the manipulation of being told your walls are up too much, like how that's going to affect him. Like, I don't want Ben walking around like telling everyone all of his secrets and like being naked so they love him. Like, you're fine just the way you are, dude. You know what I mean? I
totally agree. I think he's going to be fine. And I actually am curious how he feels about that. If he thinks his guard is really up, or was he happy with what he saw?
Yeah.
I think that was as much as, like, I know you love Tayshia, but I think that was as much on Tayshia as I was the show.
Oh no, that was Tayshia. That was totally her fault.
Yeah. I don't get why she got so mad at him for like, it doesn't make sense.
Again, most vulnerable contestant, but.
He literally got naked. So actually, and I didn't get to ask you about that. Like, you were sold on that. You didn't find it to be questionable in the fact that he's the body of a Greek god and decided to, the best way to show his vulnerability was to take his clothes off?
I really believe that he believes in what he's saying and doing. I don't believe that he thinks like, I'm going to try and like be hot and naked right now. Like, he's super earnest and genuine in what he's saying. Yeah.
I also, he mentioned that he's never cried. I think it was last episode. And he looked like he almost cried, but they cut before there was a tear. And I want to see him cry. And I don't mean that as like, I don't want to enjoy, like, I think he needs to get it out.
Yeah.
Like, if he's literally never cried, I mean, we just
they
need
were
to
like cut. Then it's like, okay.
Yeah. No, I want to know. I want to know if he's cried since then. You know, I think it'd be good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I
cried. Are you going to ask him?
If he's cried? For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try to get him to cry on the show, to be honest, if he hasn't.
Maybe don't?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to Tayshia and Zach. What chances do you give him?
I'm really bad at this. Like, I thought, you know, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly were going to break up in October. So how long do you give them?
I don't know. I mean, I could, I'll say this, but I think Tayshia's going to give it her all, and I think Zach's going to give it their all. I think what you have is two people who both really want to make it work, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if I said this last week. I wonder if Tayshia is ready for how real Zach likes to keep things in life. You know, like I think Zach is, you know, he's been through a lot. I don't think Zach has time for kind of bullshit in his life. And I think Tayshia, and this is it's just an observation. I think she likes things a certain way, you know, how they look, how they present. She very much like cares about, you know, that, you know, I don't think you can be that classy and that on all the time without like paying attention to that type of stuff, right? Where Zach's kind of like, I'm going to say a bunch of shit and hopefully most of it sounds pretty good, but once in a while he'll get himself in trouble, and I wonder if that will have them butt heads. I don't know.
I hope he's not I hope he's a good guy.
Generally. I've heard, the producers are huge fans of him. I think they really like him. I've heard nothing but great things about Ben and Zach as people. So
that's great.
I think.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I don't like, and that I don't know. Sometimes you'll like have a couple and end up together, and you're like, "So, what do you think of so and so?" They'll be like, "Eh," you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I've heard great things that they seem to really. But I wonder. I mean, who knows? It doesn't. And if they don't work out, it's totally fine. But I'm sure they will try.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to date for like 5 weeks or less.
Yeah, I'm sure they. I feel more good about them than at least everyone else that's existed.
Like more than like Peter and Maddie.
Oh yeah. But him and that girl are dating, right?
Yeah, I think I think they're gonna work. I'd be shocked if they break up, Peter and Kelly.
Really?
Shocked.
Wow.
Oh, and I only know because I just think the very little bit I know, like I think Peter seems to really like his mom Barb, and I think Kelly's a lot like Barb.
Oh my god.
Sometimes that works out.
I feel like she would hate that. You said that.
Doesn't make it not true.
Yeah, it's not a compliment to be compared to Barb.
I don't know. I'm a Barb fan, you know, it's fine. She's a goofy.
I feel like she's a runner up to what's his face as like bachelor villains.
Luke, really?
Yeah. Yeah, like if there was a BuzzFeed list.
Luke Parker, Barb.
Barb, correct.
Yeah, I thought she was fine.
Yeah, no, it's definitely been an exaggerated thing.
All right. Well, Kazzy, I appreciate you recapping this for us. Go check out Kazzy's book, No One Asked for This. Check out the link in our bio, and I'll put up a swipe up. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Sending your questions at asknick@castme.com. Cast with a K. Check us out. Well, it's probably out now, or wait for it later in a few hours with our conversation and basically your AFR with Ben. We'll see how he's doing, see how he's handled the past few months, if he's still in love with Tayshia, if he's cried, if he's doing okay, if he can get me back in shape, you know, all those questions are hope to be answered. Yeah, that's it. Bye.
We should work out with Ben.
I'm absolutely gonna ask Ben to, you know, give me some workouts.
So great.